And I'd like to now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you.
I like Bill Hutchinson. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
And he does good things for the shelter.
He does good things for all mankind.
He pointed out there's an ad in the Pasatiempo for the shelter with little Sadie and Linda, adoption of the week.
And Sadie is what, a little mini dachshund?
Yeah, there's Sadie.
That's a cute dog.
It's on page 47. And she's very nice. Pit bulls and pit bull mixes always spayed and neutered free there, by the way. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. Things you learn.
I probably did know that, but...
Okay, on the cover to Pasatiempo is like Godzilla, and he's coming after
Like Godzilla?
Yeah, it's like this big lizard guy, and those things really exist, by the way.
And here I thought it was Asian art.
Well, it's an Asian art piece that depicts a Godzilla-like creature pursuing a little man who's got rockets coming out of his rear end and trying to escape him. So, and what is this all part of?
You tell me.
It's part of... It's part of the 5th annual Japanese Cultural Festival.
Mm.
10 to 5 tomorrow.
Cool.
Santa Fe Community Convention Center on Marcy Street.
Excellent.
Starts at 10 with songs by Japanese language students. And there'll be, through the day, such things as folk dancing, auctions of kites created in workshops, the Way of the Sword demonstration, which I believe is called Iaido. There's a tea serving demonstration. There's karate academic student demonstration. There's Japanese archery. And smoking bachi taiko. Paul Weideman wrote a story about it. It is free to go to the festival. It's on Marcy Street. You might have to pay for parking, but you could take the bus. It's right around the corner from the bus stop downtown. Here's a phone number, 471-9022, or look at Paul Weideman's story today in the Pasatiempo. It is the cover story.
Hey, today's Good Friday.
It is. It is a good Friday. I got up.
And there is the Chado Gallery is presenting The Poet Conspiracy on Good Friday today at 7 o'clock. Prepare to confront the devil.
Yikes.
Chuck, wanted in 7 states, unwanted in 43. Chuck Calabrese is a poet, and he's going to be here at 7 o'clock. There's a lot more about him, but you can check it out. Chado Contemporary Art. Plaza Mercado, Suite 203 on 112 West San Francisco in Santa Fe. It's
nice.
Free. Oh, here's a number for more information, 699-1562.
Is there something happening at the Santa Fe Art Institute this week, or is that next week?
I got to look it up.
I think it's next week.
Okay.
Which we're not doing, right?
Not sure yet.
Okay, let me know, because otherwise I'll be here. Rabbit Hole is Ironweed's production of David Lindsay Baer's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, opening last night at 8, but it's playing tonight at 8, tomorrow at 8, and Sunday at 2.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not. I'm going on probably on Easter Sunday.
I went to the rehearsal, and it was very good.
Ironweed does good work.
They do very good work, and it's a superb play. It's an unbelievable play. Oh, I've got a bone to pick with you. That movie, The Betrayal, which is playing at the CCA, which you gave 2.5 chilies in the Pasatiempo, that's a 5 chili movie.
No, it's not. It's terribly overrated.
Oh, I don't think so at all.
I think it's
absolutely
one of the most overrated documentaries.
No.
But
I think
people
it's are telling
me that
I'm a great
harsh documentary movie reviewer, which surprises me.
Well, I think everybody has their taste, and for whatever reason, it didn't grab you. But I have seen it, and I thought it was not overrated. I thought it was great. I thought it was very, very, very good. And profound, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And the cinematography was superb, and the woman who made it is a cinematographer, and it follows this man's life over 23 years, and it is so well edited, and I loved it.
And you know, it's interesting because seriously, you and I probably 75% to 85% of the time agree on arts events we go to. But obviously, I still think it's worth seeing by all means, and I mentioned that. But I you know, it didn't take me the place it took you.
Well,
but I'm glad you're promoting it. It's playing at
the CCA.
Thank you. Good.
And the Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe presents Reflections of Good Friday with its Spring 2009 Sacred Music Concert, Passio Domini, and its Gregorian Chants of the Holy Week, 16th Century Europe, and it's free at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church at 7 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. I want to finish up quickly about Rabbit Hole. That's okay. 992-0591 to get in. See Craig Smith's Q&A today with David Lindsay Hebert, the playwright. He got him on the phone and they chatted. There was a story in PASA. And if you go to El Museo Cultural, there's an exhibit up called Blue by Karina Cragen. So while you're there, go pop into the side lobby and take a look. Speaking of visual arts, tonight is the Chum Show. New works by John Stevens and Kathy Cervantes. Music by the Willies. Where? 1228 Parkway Art Space, which is at 1228 Parkway. Unit F, as in fun. Reception 5 to 9 runs through the weekend. Alexandra Stevens Gallery up on Canyon Road at the top of Canyon, 820, has Celebration of Spring. Watercolors by Bonnie Binkert. Binkert is such a great spring name. And so is Bonnie. On the Bonnie banks of Canyon Road. 5:30 to 7. CCA has a show called Collect Inside 8, a group show of mixed media work. I think that's the one where they have to do it within 8 by 8 inches. Reception 5 to 7. CCA is at 1050 Old Pecos Trail. The Flying Cow Gallery in Warehouse 21 at 1614 Paseo de Peralta has the second annual Greater Santa Fe Film and Photography Project, worked by local high school students. Reception 5 to 8. Show runs through the weekend. You could pop up to Jenny Cooley Gallery, 717D, as in delightful, Canyon Road. Faces and Places is the name of the show, but it's group show paintings. And likewise up on Canyon Road, Winter Out Fine Art has paintings by James Gasowski, reception 5 to 7 through April 23rd. Finally, on Garcia Street, Photo Eye has Unseeing Eye. Now that'll throw you. Contemporary Stereoscopic and D-A-G-U-E-R-R-E-O-T.
Daguerreotypes.
Thank you. I'm glad you popped in. Views of Rock Art and Southwestern Landscapes by Jason Ordaz and Jonathan Lewis, 5 to 7. So a lot of visual arts to go see.
Excellent. And nice. Speaking of visual arts,
yes?
I got an email last week, which I forgot to read, about a sweet dog, which is mostly Australian Shepherd. And if you didn't go to Puppy Palooza and if you're not going to the animal shelter, this is a dog that needs a home. And I'm looking at a picture of it, and it is the cutest little thing. It's a fuzzy black and white dog with one blue eye and one brown eye. And I'm not going to give their number because last time I did this, the dog had already been given away and the woman got 9,000 phone calls, not just because of my show. But if you are interested in this Australian Shepherd, email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org and I will send you, I'll figure out if the dog is still available and I'll send you the information.
You do a lot for animal causes.
I love animals.
I know. That's really nice of you. So you're going to take all the calls and emails.
Yeah, I mean, there probably won't be that many, but if you want this cute little Australian Shepherd, oh my God, it looks like a good dog. And I think it's, you know, it's solely house trained and it's a good dog.
Good.
But he was found, he was abandoned.
That's never good. One of my dogs was abandoned in the river over in Santa Fe.
Really?
And that's Rio, my doggy.
Oh, his Rio, name that's is why Rio. The dog is named Rio. I know
and
who
it
that.
Dances on the sand. Remember that song by Duran Duran?
No.
I don't like Duran Duran. Well, it's April. It's
April in Paris.
You got it.
Dadu and Charles.
We love April in the springtime. Charles Tishner and Ron Dadu Romanowski doing their annual April in Paris shtick. Percussionist Phil Scholar joins them, 4 o'clock at Vanessi.
Now, I have to ask you
three Sundays in a row. Let me put the phone number out, and then you can ask me, 982-9966. You got to pay to get in. Go ahead, ask.
Did you ever see April in Paris with Doris Day and Ray Bulger?
When I was a kid. And I haven't seen it since. I don't know if it's on
video. I saw it the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it enjoyable?
It is cheese, like American cheese, cheddar cheese, and Velveeta.
Huh. But do you like cheese?
In small doses.
Yeah, you wanted some crackers to go with it, huh? It's one of those Warner Brother musicals, which were never as good as the MGM musicals, but they always sort of had fun things like Doris Day and Ray Bulger in them. So it's been years. I saw those pictures when I was a kid. Like one's called On Moonlight Bay, and there's another one called She's Working Her Way Through College with Virginia Mayo, who's hot as could be. So yeah, good. April in Paris. The boys are back in town every Sunday at Vanessi, 4 o'clock.
Yay.
Poetry Jam 09. Showcase of New Mexico poets, readings, interpretive dance, which always makes me nervous. And singing, 7 o'clock Thursday at the Lenzic. 988-1234. Allegra Houston, the Taos author and the sister of Angelica Houston, is going to sign copies of her book, Love Child, a memoir of family lost and found. Also Thursday night, 7 o'clock at Borders on Montezuma Avenue. Now, I don't often hear of book signings at Borders, so I'm kind of happy about that. 954-4707. That same night at Lannan, at IAIA, out of 83 Avenue Poe Road, Lannan Writers in Residence Program at the Institute of American Indian Arts presents readings by Eric Gainsworth and Heidi E. Erdrich, Native American authors, 7 o'clock, no charge, 424-2365. What happens if you have kids and you want to go to the Children's Museum? You say, gee, what's happening there this week? Well, there's a lot of things, and here's some of them. Today, they have little tots yoga and creative art for preschoolers at 9 o'clock to noon. At 1 to 4, you can make art magnets. Yeah, have to find a way to get out of work this afternoon and get over there. Saturday, you can make folk art with recycled items. That's always good. I try that at home, but like my old beer bottles, it never quite works out. On Wednesday, you can paint and draw with pastels, acrylics, and ink, 2:30. And on Thursday, you can paint with watercolors. Also, Coup de Cirque is Wise Fool New Mexico's new family show. Giant puppets and an aerial acrobatics. And they're going to be performing at Wise Fool Studio starting tonight at 6:30, so you can get the kids in there early. And it's cheap for kids under 12. It's not expensive. We can't say prices on KSFR, community radio station. But it's going to be their new show. They're going to tour it up to Canada, which is great. And we weren't able to get enough information in time to give them a big story, but we did write up a little mixed media. I'm going to try to go see the show myself. They're down at the Wise Fool Studio on Agua Fria Street, 2278D. They also have a 2 o'clock matinee up in Peñasco at their theater, a beautiful theater they have up in Peñasco. It's worth going up to see. I think it's haunted. But anyway, so there's stuff happening up there. Meanwhile, Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is coming back to town with a mixed repertory featuring Jorma Ello's Red Suite and William Forsythe's Slingerland, 7:30 tonight. You want to go see some dance? Aspen Santa Fe, Lenzik, 988-1234. Kathleen Fontaine returns with her one-woman show, Learning to Stay. Doesn't that sound like a dog command?
Learning to stay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Stay is one of the commands that my dogs can do, but then they get so excited when they see prairie dogs that they don't stay for very long.
The other day, my dog Jim went outside by the arroyo, and she dug in a little hole, and a little head came out, and she like did a double take, and then the head turned into a behind, because the prairie dog did like a U-turn and disappeared. It was adorable. I wish I'd had a camera. Anyway, Learning to Stay is at 8 o'clock tonight. It has nothing to do with Kathleen Fontaine's show. I mean, Learning to Stay does, but not the doggy and the prairie dog. 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center, 1611 Paseo de Peralta. Phone number? 982-8309.
And every Saturday morning at 10:15, looking at Indian art at the Case Trading Post at the Wheelwright Museum, coffee and donuts, and you learn all sorts of things. For example, techniques of Indian jewelry and identifying pottery styles and meanings behind the designs and symbols and all sorts of things. For more information, 505-982-4636, extension 110.
And I'm going to plug a book signing and then a lecture, and you're going to help me with the lecture. The book signing is Franz Wisner, signing copies of How the World Makes Love and What It Taught a Jilted Groom. And I read this book. It's 5 o'clock today at Garcia Street.
Is it a novel?
No, what happened was this. He showed up at his wedding, and his bride didn't. So he decided to have the reception. Then he took his brother, and they went on a honeymoon. There was nothing weird about it, so stop looking so strange at me, which you're not doing anyway. And while then, he decided to go around the world and find out what other nations thought about love, making love, etc. So if you want to know more about it, head over to the Garcia Street at 5 o'clock. It's free to pop up. You got to pay to get the book. But
what happened to the fiancé?
Well, I don't know. I think she's working down there at Cheats or something. 9860151 is the Garcia Street Books. Now, here's what you can help me with. After you go to the book signing, you have time to get dinner. Then, if you want, you can run up to St. John's. Here we go with one of these lecture series that I don't understand. 8 o'clock at the Great Hall. Tutor Jay Smith is going to speak on Kant's Rational Being as Moral Being. What's this mean?
Well, I don't know what it means, but the question, it's actually interesting. There was a column in the New York Times by David Brooks, of all people, about the relationship between rationality and morality. Just the other day I was reading it, because one thinks that morality is a rational thing that you arrive at through rational analysis, but in fact, morality is as much or more based on feeling than it is on rational analysis. So we make our moral judgments on the basis of things we feel strongly about. Where do those feelings come from? And why do they differ from one person or one cultural group to another?
So this guy Kant, K-A-N-T, he was the forerunner of all this?
Well, I mean, these are questions that have been discussed for a lot longer than that. I mean, you know, Aristotle was discussing the questions of morality and ethics and so on.
But in those days, people hardly wore clothes. So what was the problem?
What?
Back in the Grecian days. Those guys were wearing like togas with no underwear. He's the fine thing to be talking about morals.
What are you talking about?
The lecture's tonight at 8 o'clock at the Great Hall. 984-6070 if you're interested in that stuff. So morality is driven by the heart and not by the mind. That's the basic.
I think it's a discussion. I mean, you can't come. I don't think you can just come to a final conclusion about that. People have been hashing it out for thousands of years, and they will continue to hash it out should we survive global warming and everything for thousands of years more.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody wants to hash things out instead of just eating it and feeling satisfied.
Are you talking about hash browns?
Yes.
Because I like those.
I do too. Jacques Soto, the former New York City ballet dancer, current School of American Ballet instructor, he's going to do a Q&A following the screening of his biopic, Water Flowing Together, at 4:30 Saturday.
Oh, I was going to go to that.
Well, it's 4:30 Saturday.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, yeah.
It's free.
Excellent.
They're on Alto Street, 983-7646. That's Saturday, once again, I want to remind you. It's also the day of the farmer's market, let's not forget.
He's a great dancer.
He is a great dancer. It's a very good film. It played here about 2 years ago. I interviewed the filmmaker, and I remember I got some of the facts wrong on that story, which I rarely do, and that's why I remember it. But she was very nice about it. It's a good picture. And he had an interesting background, if I recall the movie correctly, growing up in a reservation on the Arizona-New Mexico border and wanting to become a dancer, Native American. And so very interesting. He'll be here. Go hear it. 4:30 Saturday. Free. NDI. Contra Dance. Beginner class is 7 o'clock. Music and calls, so bring your cell phone. 7:30, Oddfellows Hall, Saturday night. 820-3535. You got to pay. Santa Fe Farmers Market running 9 to 1. Santa Fe Artist Market running 9 to 2 on Saturday. We're talking about Saturday here. The Artist Market's behind Site Santa Fe. The Farmers Market is across from Site Santa Fe. As the rail yard continues to grow, develop, and the train goes a-running. we already talked about April in Paris, but did we talk about Amanda Palmer from the Dresden Dolls performing by herself at 7:30 Monday night at the Santa Fe Brewing Company? Call the Lenzik for tickets, 988-1234.
There's a lot of great shows at the Brewing Company.
I know. That same night, Lila Downs plays the Lenzik. Tough to choose. 988-1234. She's at 7:30 also.
Her music, I think, has changed a bit. She's gone more toward... from the last person who told me that they'd been to a concert of hers, sort of more toward Chicano-style music. Have you heard that? I haven't heard her music lately.
Lila Downs, yeah. Recently. Yeah, you're correct. So, this is... I'm checking something out here, and it looks like we got a repeat thing. All right, let's say you want to hear some music. It's Saturday night. Pranzo has David Geist show tunes.
Yay!
There's no business like David Geist business. 6 to 9, small cover charge. That same night at Tin Star, Pigment does Funk Jam at 9 o'clock. Not too expensive of a cover. Tiny's has Showcase Karaoke with Cindy and Nancy. I've been wanting to go to their karaoke. I always go to the Cowgirl because it's close and I can walk
home. Should do karaoke. You'd win the prize.
No, I'm not good at karaoke.
I'll give me a break.
I'm always singing, Blame It on the Karaoke, the song of love.
I know, but you can sing.
Blame It on the Karaoke.
Unlike most karaoke people.
Well, thanks. You're right about that. Faith Page is at Tortilla Flats that night, Saturday. Keyboard and vocals, 6 o'clock. Vanessa has Charles Tischner at 7, and of course she does the April in Paris on Sunday. What about tonight, Robert? What kind of music's happening? I will tell you everything.
Did you just address yourself and then answer?
I certainly did.
Okay,
that way I can have a conversation. The Bus Tapes do folk rock at 8 o'clock at Back Road Pizza tonight.
Yay.
No cover. That's over on 2nd Street.
That's tonight?
Yep.
Oh, they came over and said, hey, come to our show last, and I didn't go last week.
Okay, so you got a chance. Jerry Carthy doing Irish tunes at Cafe Dominic, 6 o'clock. Oh, Jerry Carthy, the pops are calling you. Meanwhile, the new Bar Cortezone, which is where Willie's used to be, has the Reverend Carol King Kong doing funk, rock, and soul, and Moby Dick doing a Led Zeppelin tribute, 9 o'clock, cover charge.
Now, I forget if I read this last week, but fashion designers are needed for a special fundraising event. This came to me from Open Hands. The deadline is actually today. I wonder if you could call her and maybe get it extended or maybe not. 428-2346. But they are having a fundraiser, and they're looking for fashion artists, costume and recycle designers, students, and kids to participate in a contest and fashion show called Project Runway. So give them a call over there at Open Hands, or you can go to openhands.org.
The Paso Tiempo has a section in the calendar of people who need people, and all. Since you brought that up, I'm going to bring some things up.
People who need people?
Yeah, like Fine Arts for Children.
That's everybody.
Yeah, but some people put ads in the paper.
Ah.
Fine Arts for Children and Teens, looking for people to volunteer to work with kids in their arts program. 972-2787. Open Hands is looking for entertainers and lecturers for Adult Day Service Program, 428-2337. The Wheelwright Museum of the American Indian is looking for gallery hosts, docents, support staff at the Trading Post. Call 982-4636. The Food Depot is looking for a great organization, recruiting potters to create and donate soup bowls for the 10th Annual Empty Bowls Project in May. Call Sherry at 471-1633. Museum of New Mexico Foundation seeking artwork for the annual Pushpin Show. Up to 3 pieces allowed. Bring your own pushpin. Deadline's next Friday. Friday the 24th. It's going to be at the Stuart Udall Center for Museum Resources. Here's a phone number, 982-6366. Santa Fe Artist Market, looking for artists to show on Saturday. You got to email the Santa Fe Artist Market at yahoo.com. These are all listed in the calendar on the Paso Tiempo, page 61, if you're interested.
And I got a message from Al-Anon, and they said, if you are troubled by a loved one's drinking or grew up in a home with alcoholics, there's a place for you to get help. Al-Anon, Alateen. In Santa Fe, the number is 473-0101, and in Albuquerque, it's 262-2177 for meeting information, or you can Google Al-Anon.
That's a good organization. I'm glad you find room in this thing to talk about these things.
There's something for everybody here on Speaking of the Arts. We should call it Speaking of the Arts and Other Stuff.
We should call it Speaking of Life and Change Everything.
speaking of everything.
What time
speaking
is
of
it?
Robert. 8:55.
What about the Lannan Show? Wednesday night.
What is it?
I'm not sure I can pronounce her name correctly.
Why don't you show it to me and I will.
Like Barbara Ferry did a terrific Q&A.
Oh, Jhumpa Lahiri.
Yep.
Yeah. I've read some of her fiction. She's a good writer.
Good. Barbara did a terrific Q&A with her in Paso Tiempo today. It's 7 o'clock Wednesday at the Lensic, 988-1234.
Yeah, all the Lannan readings are good. If you've never heard of the author, go anyway.
I agree. Finally, we were talking about dogs earlier while what's his name was here?
Bill Hutcherson.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be easier if his name was Spot or Rover? We'd remember it.
I remember it, Robert.
Yeah, but still, if you were going to run like a dog thing where you're helping animals, wouldn't it be better if you had like a nickname?
No.
What do you mean no? If you just said, there's Rover Hutchinson, everybody would remember him.
That's true.
There's Spot Hutchinson. Isn't it funny how Spot and Rover are like
We should call you Rex Knott. Here, Rex.
I got enough Rex in my life.
Put your headphone on.
I need to piss Rexy. Rex over in my backyard. Car drives into the back wall. Anyway, we're talking about dogs. And Dodie Fugat, F-U-G-A-T-E, is going to talk at 3 o'clock Tuesday, and it's free, on Tales, T-A-I-L-S, of the Pueblos, dogs in the Southwest before European arrival. So she's basically going to be talking about prehistoric dogs. Sort of prehistoric. Anyway, they were, well, not prehistoric, because history was happening when they were here. That's what always baffles me about prehistory. I remember 4 years ago when we started the show, we had a big debate about Raquel Welch in 1,000 years B.C., and we were arguing about what was prehistory, because it was obviously history.
Written history.
Well, the people were writing stuff down.
Not cavemen.
They were writing plays on the
not
walls.
Not Australopithecus.
Look, not everybody can be Oscar Levant or what's that other guy, Oscar Wilde. Some of them have to be Oscar Lepistidus. So they wrote plays on the walls, and the problem was everybody had to come over to their house to do the play, and they got bored because there was only one play on the wall. So after a while, they had to go to the next guy's house, and so what you had is like a series of plays. Nevertheless, she'll be speaking at 3 o'clock Tuesday about Tales of the Pueblos.
Whatever.
At the School for Advanced Research Board Room, 660 Garcia Street. It's free. Here's a phone number. 954-7203. So prehistory is before it was recorded.
Right.
Well, you can't blame the lizards and the salamanders.
Nobody's blaming anybody. They're just making categories, which is what humans like to do.
Well, that may be. Categories. If I didn't have categories, I wouldn't be on this show.
You know, it's discriminatory that they have categories, not dogagories.
Oh, man. Here you go with these allegories. Listen, you. If this wasn't Speaking of the Arts, you wouldn't have a category, and then where would I be?
Good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Where would you be?
Why do you say it that way?
I'm just repeating what you said.
No, there's a little point to the way you just said it. Everybody heard it. We got a minute left, and it's like, where would you be? I'd probably be back with the salamanders, right?
I don't know. Where
remember now, you and I were once amphibians. Let's not forget this.
In a manner of speaking.
What time is it?
Robert Knott is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's with us here just about every Friday speaking of the arts.
Maybe not next week, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out. So I was maybe going to take a little day off, but maybe not. We shall see. We are KSFR.org. This is the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We stream live on the web at KSFR. We podcast at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. My email is RadioCafe@KSFR.org. You can leave a message for me on the phone at 428-1528. I'm not actually there, but I do pick up those messages, although nobody ever calls it. But anyway, or almost nobody. But I do answer it. So, thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's winning, award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta with the wonderful Ricardo Perez.
SOS?
Huh?
SOS? That's it?
That's
we,
it.
We done?
We done?
Anyway.
Robert Knott, would you like to sing a song?
Against the world. Sometimes it feels like you and me against the world. Who sang that song? Was that Helen Reddy?
It was.
Wasn't she great? She sang the best songs.
She sang the worst songs.
No, she didn't. Delta Dawn.
She sang the worst songs of the entire 1970s.
What about Ruby Redress?
If you go to worst songs of the 1970s, of which there are astonishingly many websites, if you Google that, you will find Helen Reddy topping the worst songs charts. And that was the worst of all.
I'm going to bring these Helen Reddy songs in next week and we'll talk. Or the Karen Carpenter, that was good stuff. You know, and sad, I know. We've only just begun.
Sad in a way, manner of speaking.
To kiss.
That sounded like a dog.
I love the way your eyes scrunch up. You're smiling now and it's awfully cute.
Hasta la vista, Robert Knott.
Tossing back your hair.
Ciao.
Oh, baby.